Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews presents Game of Thrones. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything that happened in the week in movies, television, comics, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you have not watched the last episode of Game of Thrones, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that explicit content warning, we'll be cussing and stuff. So, if you don't like that, okay, just go buck yourself or something, you know?
Book it. Welcome.
You can go do one, mate.
Yeah, go fucking do one. So, how are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you, Christian?
I am mint.
You're mint. Yeah. Fresh and mint.
No, I'm feeling proper minging.
Sick, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I feel fresh to death. So, what'd you do this week?
I went to work this week.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I was miserable.
Oh, yeah?
It was work.
Heard you had, like, an interview this week or something like that. Some big fancy company.
Well, it's not a big fancy company, but it's a marketing firm, and they've done some big things, but...
Sick one.
Yeah. I mean, it went okay, I guess.
That's pretty dope, dude. So, some more life... Oh, Jesus, what the hell? What are you doing?
Sorry, that was just the mic thingy or the headphone thingy.
All right.
Anyway. Well,
sorry about that, guys. Anyways, some little life updates from Christian. And I also started a new job this week, you know, doing some non-medical emergency transportation business. It's pretty cool. I don't really do nothing most of the day anyways.
Yeah. So, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's a good job, you know. It's a job for sure. I get to read a lot of books or get to do a lot of window shopping and stuff like that.
Do you like windows?
They're cool. I mean, depends on what's inside.
Do you get to go inside or do you just actually have to like look at the windows?
No, you jackass. Like, say, you know, for instance, you know, I'll start work at like 8 o'clock and then... Mm-hmm. Or my first pickup will be at 8 o'clock, and then I drop them off by 8:30. Sometimes your next pickup appointment's not till like 11:30, so you had to wait around for 3 hours. I mean, they don't expect you to sit in the car for 3 hours because, you know, you can't idle the vehicle, so you can't stay in air conditioning. So you can park at like a local Walmart or Target. I mean, or if you even happen to be like at the mall or something, you know, you can park and go inside.
Oh.
It's pretty sick.
Sick. So yeah, I mean, any other life updates, or are those like the extent of our life updates?
No, well, kind of. I mean, there's a little podcast update. We got these sick new shirts designed by Christian himself. If you want to check those designs out, they're on our Instagram, and I posted some on Twitter, right? I'm pretty sure I did.
Uh-huh. I think they are on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I posted them on there. Go check them out. They're pretty mint as fuck. So, yeah.
Mint. Oh, right. Yes. So, I will continue my job search. That's a thing. Yes. But other than that, we got to talk about Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, the last episode in the season.
Yeah.
Sad days ahead. 1 year wait now.
Yeah. A lot of time to wait.
Yeah, dude.
But overall, the season was really good. But let's get into this episode.
This episode.
So, we start with, like, a weird musical cue. It's, like, not normal for them to use, like, this kind of music.
Yeah.
But, like, they did. It was, like, a lot of, like, piano, and then it was all, like, stringy. What did you think of the music?
The music? I don't know. I mean, it was whatever, dude. It's just an intro.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess intros are kind of important, but... I mean, I don't know. I don't, you know, I don't really pay too much attention to it. I think it's like a rather long intro anyways, mm-hmm. and something they could definitely cut down on. So, it was whatever.
All right. Yeah. So, I quite liked it. And while this music is going on, we have, like, the trial stuff happening with, like, Loras and, like, Cersei's supposed to be there, but she's not.
Why is she not there?
Well, because she's going to blow everyone up, of course.
Duh, that's the only solution there is.
Yeah. So she's all like, yeah, I'm not going to go. And then, like, Tommen's, like, getting ready to go, and the mountain's all, like, or yeah, the mountain's like blocking him from going.
He's like, "You shall not pass."
Yeah, but like Marjorie knows something's up, and she's like, "Guys, we should leave." And the fucking High Sparrow is just like an asshole. He's just like, "Everything will proceed as planned." And then like his little minion people are like gonna go get the queen, but then they get distracted by little kids. The fucking kids are like murdering them and shit.
Yeah.
And then like the wildfire goes off.
Yeah, it was very intense. It was a big explosion, blew up the whole, I don't know, what is that, like a citadel kind of deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was very intense, and then, like, Tommen sees the whole thing, like, freaks out and just, like, plunges out of the fucking, out of, like, the window. It is, like, pretty fucking nuts.
Yeah, dude, he just jumps out the window like a fucking wanker.
Yeah, he was just like, fuck it.
My life isn't worth living anymore.
Yeah.
So, that happened. And then, we have, Jaime and Lord Frey all like celebrating their victory.
Yeah.
Over the Blackfish. And Jaime's like being a dick because like Lord Frey doesn't do shit, just sits there and like makes alliances with other houses that are better than his.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that was pretty great. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was pretty nutso.
Yeah. And then like this servant lady like brings him a pie or whatever. And he's like, "Well, my kids." And she's like, "Y'all eating them, bitch."
Yeah, they're like,
it was like Arya, and she fucking murders him.
Yeah, dude. That was like probably the most savage thing that anybody's ever done on this show, to be honest with you.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking crazy.
I was like, legitimately just like, that was probably like a top five moment for me, to be honest. Like, it was pretty savage like.
It was fucking intense. So, also, Sam and Gilly arrive at the Sept or whatever. Yes. And, nothing really happened there. Like,
nothing happened, but dude, like, I was like, it kind of reminded me of, like, the episode of, like, Avatar.
Yeah, with the owl in the library.
Yeah, it was, like, the hidden library or whatever it was called, dude. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, dude, this is so cool. It kind of, like, you know, like, the old representation of, like, the Library of Alexandria, you know, like the world's largest library, you know, lost to the world, etc., kind of thing.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah, dude, I was like, you know, just to be in a place where like that much immense knowledge is stored in one place, it's a bit overwhelming, and like there's like a subtle beauty within like that scene.
Yeah,
that, you know, a lot of people were just like, okay, what is this for? You know what I mean? But it's a moment where somebody's like kind of realizing his dream is becoming true, because this is something that Sam wanted, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all know how much he loves books.
Yeah, and just to be in a place full of knowledge like that is just, it's a little overwhelming, man. It's just like he has, like, the world's history at his hands.
Right, yeah.
It's, like, pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely. That was an awesome scene. So then back at Winterfell.
Wait. How funny was it, though, when, like, the little, I don't know what to call him, is like a librarian dude.
Yeah.
He's like, "No women and children."
Oh, yeah. He just, like, popped off out of nowhere. Ugh. Dick. So, back at Winterfell, Jon finds out about, like, what Melisandre did to Lady Shireen and, like, how she burned her alive and shit.
Yep.
And, like, Davos is like, "Fucking execute her." And Jon was like, he's like, "You better fucking leave now. If I ever see you again, I'll murder you myself."
Like, what do you think? Like, did you think he let her off too easy? Like, or do you think he should have killed her?
I don't know. I don't think it was a bad decision, but for what he did, I think it shows that he's like a merciful lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. I mean, of course, you know, we don't really pretty much like care for her. You don't really know what her motives are exactly, but I mean, hell, who knows?
Right.
We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out in the next season.
Right, definitely. Also in Winterfell, we have like Littlefinger like trying to like convince Sansa she needs to be the queen. And, like,
and he'll be the king.
Yeah. Like, Nua is always better.
right.
And
hashtag Barney Stinson.
She's kind of just like, fuck off. Like, I don't fucking need you. And everybody's like all there in the halls, and John's like trying to convince them all that Winterfell's back.
Yeah, and everybody like went in uproar. They're King of the North! King of the North! King of the North!
But that was like after...
Bastards, the King of the North!
That was like after like the lady's speech. Which she was like, you guys all are fucking pansies. We were the only house there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it was pretty intense scene. You know, seeing, you know, because, I mean, in that type of thing would never really happen in real life.
Right.
Like, somebody that's just not born of, you know, true blood rising to power like that. It never really happens like that, so.
Right, definitely. So, Daenerys.
Daenerys.
Yeah.
She's a fox.
She's a fox, she is.
Yes.
She's all like, Dario Naharis. I cannot take you because you are barbarian.
Yeah, pretty much.
I must marry a nice man like Jon Snow.
Who is my brother.
Yes.
Awkward.
Yes. And like, because Tyrion was all like, no, you are not like a... and then she's like, Tyrion, you will be my hand of the queen.
Yep. I mean, that's exactly how it happened. So, do you think she made the right decision in appointing Tyrion?
I do.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's a fit leader of sorts, and, you know, the hand of the queen or king does tend to be a leader within, you know, the communities or whatever, you know?
Yeah, so, and then, like, so something weird happened with, like, what's his name? Baldy.
Baldy, Eunuch. Oh, yes.
His name starts with a Y, I think. I can't remember.
What happened? What was crazy?
Varys, that's what. Well, he wouldn't like. He left Tyrion right last episode, and then like he ended up where like the Martells are in Dorne to like recruit the Martells and the Tyrells, because like the Queen of Thorns was there, and then like all of a sudden he's back on the boat at the end.
Well. Like, I mean, you have to understand, it's not made obvious, but you do have to realize that there's obviously time lapses in episodes and stuff. I mean, those are just, like, the style of writing where you just have to read between the line, obviously.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously he didn't get back there within, like, the same day. So, like, I mean, he had the meeting trying to convince them to back Daenerys and I think he made the right move, and obviously
it definitely worked, too.
I mean, it's basically going to be, you know...
Dude, you have, like, all of the other lands or whatever, like, outside of Westeros, like, building up to, like, attack them.
Yeah, exactly. Then you have the Martells and the people of Dorne, and then you have the Dothraki, and then you have the dragons, and you have, you know, the Unsullied, all coming for Westeros in the name of...
The Second Sons.
Yeah, the Second Sons, all in the name of... No, the Second Sons stayed behind, remember, to keep control of this.
Was it all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all of them. And then they all built... Daenerys was given all these ships, and they all built, like, sails of her crest, you know, showing unity and sailing under one, you
banner,
know, leader. Yeah.
But you know that when they get there, they're going to have, like, the support of other houses in Westeros, too.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, there's probably a lot of people, like, still loyal to... Targaryen, right?
Yeah.
Targaryens, and probably think that they should be the rightful leaders of Westeros.
Right, definitely. I can't wait to see like what happens with that next season, because we know that's probably gonna be like the whole season, like the part that, and then part fighting the White Walkers and shit.
Yep, exactly.
So, we also have kind of like the last thing was like Bran's vision. Where he saw like Ned like find his sister and then like get John the bastard.
Yep.
Like, so we know it's not really his son, it's his like nephew. And Rhaegar Targaryen is Jon Snow's dad.
Yeah. Well, so technically he's half Targaryen, half Stark, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
he's not Ned's son at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, technically, if you think about it, because, you know, people are like, oh, wow, so maybe he shouldn't be the King of the North. Well, technically, he still has Stark blood, just not the one that we thought, exactly. I mean,
technically, he should be the King of Westeros.
Yeah, exactly. And I wonder if that's what's I mean, because obviously you see what, like, you know, you see your two favorite characters, most people's favorite characters, Daenerys and Jon Snow, and now everybody automatically thinks eventually they'll probably end up together. But now, like, what do you think? Like, do you think they'll end up together and then, like, or, like, they'll almost end up together and then, like, Bran will, like, tell one of them?
Well, I mean, I'm wondering what's going to happen with Bran. Like, it's going to be pretty intense, like.
Well, yeah, that was, like, one of my complaints, because remember, like, we're, like, we have, like, this build-up for Bran, and then all of a sudden, it's, like, the last two episodes, we just don't even see him.
Well, like, we barely saw, like, we saw him a little bit in this episode, where, like, Benjen was, like, you know, the dead can't go beyond the wall or whatever, because of, like, the spells or whatever, but we'll still fight on this side for you guys, because he's, like, dead now or whatever.
Yeah, and, well, yeah, they won't be able to do it yet, I think. That probably has something to do with being the three-eyed raven.
Right.
They'll probably have to kill that, and it will probably, like, somehow lift the spell so they can cross over. That's probably my honest guess on, like, how the spell will be, like, resolved. Because, obviously, you can't just have, like, this, like, the entire series was built upon winter is coming, you know, the White Walkers are coming, and then all of a sudden...
Oh, the White Walkers
cannot pass. There's like a giant fucking Gandalf saying, "You shall not pass."
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't work like that. There's going to be a way to lift the spell, and I think it's killing Bran.
Maybe. I think Bran's going back probably to Winterfell now, right?
Well, I mean, that's what you assume, that he's going to go. But maybe he never even makes it. Maybe he dies.
Maybe he does die, like his brother and his other brother and his mom.
And his dad. People just die.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the show is all about, man. You have these big buildups for all these different characters, and then they're killed. I mean, you just don't know what happens next. That's probably one of the biggest draws of the show.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's going to happen from episode to episode.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of, first we'll get into, like, what'd you think of the episode? Was it satisfying for a season ending episode for you?
I think it was. I think, like, the buildup initially was pretty slow before, like, the wildfire went off.
Mm-hmm.
But after it did, it was, like, fucking intense, and it was crazy. And, like, the rest of the episode was pretty crazy, too. So, and then, like, the King of the North thing was, like, bringing back memories. So, I thought it was a fitting ending to the season, and it definitely keeps you interested in what's coming next season.
Yeah, for sure. I think I would have liked to have seen a little bit more Bran. I would like to see some build-up for the White Walkers. But overall, I was pretty satisfied with, you know, what kind of happened in that episode. I mean, there's a lot of crazy shit that happened, and then we didn't even really talk about this part that, like, Cersei, like, takes the crown at the end, like, she's queen of Westeros now, and Jaime just, like, sits there and, like, sees it. And then, like, so obviously he knows that his son is dead, and now, like, there just seems to be, like, an awkward divide between the two, like, I don't know, like,
every time Jaime goes somewhere, one of his kids dies.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, I don't know, maybe he'll just stop leaving. Oh wait, they're out of kids, never mind. What would you rate the episode?
Probably like a 9.4.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I mean, it wasn't, like, you know, over the top, like, crazy batshit what the fuck, you know, but dude, there was a lot that happened, a lot of build up, a lot of excitement for next season, of course, and then, you know, I thought it was an excellent episode for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait for next season. Like, I'm definitely pumped for that. So what'd you kind of think of the season as a whole?
It was here and there. A lot of parts really dragged on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't even till, like, the last, like, what, three or four episodes that, like, I even cared about Arya. And right. I was just like, fuck off, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then, like, everything else pretty much happened how I predicted it would be, like, a season of war.
Yeah.
And everything kind of coming a lot, like, full circle and stuff. Like, Sansa finally finding her way home and things like that. I predicted all that stuff would happen.
Right.
I mean, Bran, like, what the fuck? Like, you barely even see him. Like, you get more of, like, fucking Hodor past than you do of actually Bran. Like, you see him in the visions or whatever. But, like, I just find it, like, baffling. Like, we went a season without it. It was not worth the wait at all, for sure, for me.
Right.
You know, crazy. Like, I mean, a lot of things happened how I thought they would. And, you know, good or whatever. But, I mean, I think a little bit of it is a little lackluster, for sure.
Right.
I think as a season, I would probably rate it, like, an 8.0.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think as a season, I would rate it like an 8.8.
Okay.
It wasn't. I don't even know like how I'd rate like the seasons overall. I think like it'll highly depend on how the last season goes, honestly. But like once we finish last season, maybe we can go through and like kind of rank our seasons or have listeners vote on like their favorite seasons, like top three seasons, top three characters, top five episodes, whatever. Yeah,
I mean
that'd be cool.
A lot of things came full circle, but I mean it was just a lot of weird placements and some timing issues. I felt like, and like what was with bringing what's his face back, like for one episode pretty much, and you don't even see him throughout the rest of the episode. What's his name? The Hound.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was just like it was cool seeing him, and I was like really happy to see his character because I like his character, but. Now it's like, where exactly does he go from here?
They went out of their way to make a big point of that. Like, they even started with the scene of, like, his new gig before the credits.
Yeah.
Which is, like, something brand new. And, like, so we're given to believe, like, this is going to be something huge important and plays no role in the season.
Yeah, exactly. So. And maybe it's just, a lot of this show is exposition and foreshadowing and stuff. Maybe he'll play a big role in, like, the war. Mm-hmm. For next season, the war for Westeros, really. And we'll just have to see what happens there. I mean, it's going to be crazy. What do you think is going to happen with Arya? Because obviously, you know, the news of, you know, King of the North will spread.
Right.
And she's in the North right now.
Well, I think, like, next has got to be Cersei, right? She's going to kill Cersei.
Do you think she's going to go there, or do you think she won't even want to see Jon or Sansa? Like, why would she not want to go see them?
Because she probably will, but she's quite a ways from there, right?
No. Okay, like, you think about it this way, it's like here's King's, like, King's Landing is down south. I figure, like, where the Frey is, right? That's okay, yeah.
The twins.
Yeah, it would probably be somewhere in the middle or closer to Winterfell.
I think it's closer to King's Landing because, like, they got there pretty fast, like the Lannister forces.
I'm pretty sure that it's, like, kind of, like, in the middle or closer to Winterfell.
So
we'd have to look at a map for sure.
Right. So when they're talking about where they're going in Westeros, like, Daenerys and them, like, they mentioned, like, going to Casterly Rock first to destroy the Lannister's home before they go to King's Landing, like, so they'll have nowhere to run. Like, do you think that they'll do that, or do you think they'll just go straight to King's Landing and take it?
I think they'd be smart to destroy Castle Rock.
Right.
I honestly think the smart thing would be to crusade from the up down. You know what I mean? They don't have anywhere to run. What are they going to go out to sea? That would be the hugest mistake ever. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, conquering it from the from the bottom down, it's like, it brings the situation where it's like they close them in and they don't have anywhere to run. But obviously it's not going to happen that way because somehow the White Walkers have to play a role. And I think it's going to be the opposite. I think they're going to be on the run and then everybody's going to run into the White Walkers.
Make them run north.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Winterfell will be like, no.
No, not the fact.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, definitely. So, I think that there's just a lot to look forward to next season for sure. All right, here's a question. Did Donald Trump build the wall?
Probably.
Like, to keep the White Walkers out.
Yeah. I mean, I'd believe it. We'll just have to wait and find out from Sam, right?
Right.
I mean, he'll have that knowledge.
Yeah, he's going to read the books. So.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah. Do you know how like this would rank among all seasons for you? Is it high on the list, low on the list?
I think I would have to like rewatch them all and then have to really consider that. I mean, I don't think I really have given too much thought about it.
Yeah. I feel like the margins are so small it's hard to really say.
Yeah.
But
I mean I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe
they all flow pretty well together though.
Yeah. So that's gonna wrap up the episode.
Yes.
I gave it a 9.4. You agreed. Sounds good.
Sounds great.
We're gonna do other podcasts now.
Yes.
It's hot in here right now, but we're gonna get some news together and go over some news. If you guys are listening to this, our other podcast is probably going to be posted at the same time. So check that out if you're interested in all the nerdy news going on. We're going to do any other podcasts?
Probably not.
Probably not. All right. Well, you guys, stay tuned. And thanks for listening.
Yes.
Anything else?
No.
So that's everything we got for you guys. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And as always, stay nerdy, boys.